Hello and welcome to the Facebook Pages webinar. My name is Rick Cooper and we've got a great webinar planned for you tonight. I'm going to be sharing a lot of information with you about how to leverage Facebook and also how to take advantage of the new changes to Facebook Pages. Now, of course, Facebook Pages, it's a little bit different from your Facebook profile, which you may be used to, where you can add friends and post messages and share them with friends out there. Facebook Pages are really more for business purposes. Social media is social, and just as with your personal profile, you want to get people interacting with you through your Facebook page. A Facebook page is designed for business purposes, and I'll give you some examples of different pages as we go through the webinar tonight. And you want to think about how you can leverage your Facebook page in your business. What you're going to learn in the class tonight is what's changing. And there is an impending deadline on March 30th. In fact, if you're watching the recording of this webinar, that date's already passed. You've probably already been upgraded, but you may not know actually how to make use of the new timeline feature on Facebook Pages. So I'm going to hopefully demystify the process for you, explain some of the elements there, give you some tips and strategies and techniques to be able to use in being able to make use of Facebook Pages. So I'll talk about the Facebook timeline. I'll also talk about how to add a cover photo. I'll talk about the admin panel. I'll take you behind the scenes on my page and show you some of the tips and tricks to make it more effective. A great place to be while you're on the webinar today is out on facebook.com/socialmediaoutcomes. And I need to update this image. This is the old image. So if you see this type of page, then you are on the old system. So this is the new page. In fact, let me just scroll right up to the very top. So one thing you'll notice is when you go to your page now, you've got this whole admin panel at the very top of your page. You actually have to scroll down before you see your cover image there. And I'll talk more about what that is. Keep scrolling down. And then finally, you get down into the section where people can post information. And you can see here I posted earlier just a few minutes ago. It says 2 seconds ago. Welcome to the Facebook Pages webinar. Please post a comment. And then here's the section here, and we'll talk more about recent posts, but this is if you post out there, this is where it's going to show up. So I encourage you to go out there, facebook.com/socialmediaoutcomes, and post a message. And I'll come back to that in a few minutes. So here's the deadline, and actually this little screenshot here comes from a video that Facebook created. You know, it's funny, there was a very little fanfare in leading up to this deadline on March 30th. And so I think a lot of people were probably taken by surprise that Facebook is making another change, but they gave us actually 4 weeks for this process. They started it back on February 29th, and then now March 30th, which is tomorrow, as of the time that I'm recording this webinar, they are going to automatically change it over. So it says here, page owners will have 4 weeks to become familiar with the new Facebook Pages layout before all pages transition to the new layout. So it might be kind of a harsh transition for some people. So if you're on the webinar tonight, then it's going to be shifting tomorrow. So you might want to take a little bit of time tonight to play around with it before it kind of makes the full switch over. You also have control over when to publish it as well. So during the 4 weeks, people will continue to see their old layout unless you choose to publish a new page, which I did it as soon as I saw it and heard about it. I went and immediately just published mine and put a cover photo up there. You can preview and customize your new page. When you're ready to make your page public, you can publish it at any time. So Facebook states that on Friday, March 30th, it will convert all fan pages to the new timeline format. And again, they don't really use the term fan page anymore. That was what they used to call it in the past. Now they just call it Facebook Pages. And so the Facebook page is the business profile, and then it's the business it's web page essentially on Facebook versus your profile. A couple quick stats here on Facebook. There are more than 800 million active users. 50% of active users log on to Facebook in any given day. The average user has about 130 friends, and people spend over 700 billion minutes per month on Facebook. So how are pages different from personal profiles, which are also called timelines? So profiles, the timelines, represent individuals and must be held under an individual name, while pages allow an organization, business, celebrity, or band to maintain a professional presence on Facebook. You may only create Facebook pages to represent real organizations of which you are an authorized representative. That's kind of interesting. And in addition, pages are managed by admins who have personal Facebook profiles or timelines. Pages are not separate Facebook accounts and do not have separate login information from your profile, your timeline. They are merely different entities on our site, similar to groups and events function, similar to how groups and events function. Once you have set up a page within your profile or timeline, you may add other admins to help you manage this page. People who choose to connect to your page won't be able to see that you are a page admin or have any access to your personal account. So I'm an admin for a number of different web pages and or Facebook pages, so I can go in and post content, administer them, do other types of things on those pages. All right, so let's talk about some tips to leverage the Facebook, and I'm using the term timeline here. They're using timeline in reference to profiles, so this is actually to leverage Facebook pages. You can add a cover page photo with a personal message. Actually, this is a little bit different. This is, let me just skip right over this slide here. So let me talk, just show you real quickly the Facebook timeline. And what's important here is that Facebook made the change to allow the timeline function first for personal profiles. And then just recently they've now made the changes effective for Facebook pages. So they follow very much the same format. And so the terminology is a little bit confusing at times. But in both cases, you have a cover photo, and you can see here this is a photo of my family here. And then you have a little portrait photo down in the lower left-hand corner. I'll talk about image sizes and all that a little bit later. And then you have additional information along the top. So it's a little bit different for the Facebook pages versus the Facebook personal profile, or what they're calling the timeline here. But they do function very similar. And so here's with a different updated cover photo on this particular page. So let's talk about Facebook cover photos. So let me first of all just run through a couple quick examples here. Here's Red Bull. So in a moment I'm going to talk to you about what are the guidelines for using a photo, but I just want to give you some images first so you can see the potential here. Then I'm talking about the do's and don'ts of how to use cover photos. Here's Manchester United, which is a soccer team based out in the United Kingdom. And you know, you can see the numbers on this, 23 million likes, 715,000 people talking about it. So it's, you know, for a lot of organizations, larger companies and sports teams, you know, they're going to be able to get significant numbers liking these pages, which kind of gives you an example of the power of this tool. And one reason why large organizations are really looking at Facebook as a place where they need to have a presence. And so Facebook pages are a very important component here for a lot of people's marketing. Here's an image from Coca-Cola. And so one thing you'll notice here, and this is something that I've seen on a number of different cover photos, is inserting multiple images in there. So you can have a single image, like in the case of Manchester United here, because it's just one image, one theme. They're showing you, you know, what's going on here. And versus Coca-Cola, which is using this themed image here with all these little pictures of people. And by the way, that's a great strategy in any kind of marketing, is to use people in your photos. And so that's why you see people in photos a lot of times, because people connect visually with other people. And there's some other little elements here that looks like some kind of little script here or something like that. Maybe that's something from their founding or something. So you don't know exactly what that is, but kind of creates a little bit of curiosity there. Another thing, something very clever that they did here, and by the way, if you want to have a professional-looking cover image, then you might at some point you may want to seek out the services of a graphic designer. Graphic designers have the skills to be able to create a professional-looking image. So what you'll notice here is that their little profile image is a picture of a bottle of Coke. But if you notice above that, there are these little bubbles kind of floating up. So what they've done is they've integrated these two images together, and I've seen this in a lot of cases where people are doing this. So even though these are separate photos that you upload, they've tried to integrate the two images together. So you have these little bubbles floating up out of the bottle here in this separate image. So I think that's really clever, and it just shows you the potential of what you can do on Facebook with these cover images. And I think it's much better than the alternative, because the alternative was having, you know, a series of little thumbnail images that you didn't really have a whole lot of control over. And now you've got really, you know, the complete capability to customize your image. And really, it's, you know, it's a branding opportunity. When people go out to your page, then, like Coca-Cola, they've got their clear brand right on there. Here's Walmart. So they're following the same thing, same theme as Coca-Cola, where they're having these little snapshot images of people. And so again, you know, everybody's smiling in these photos. They're happy. Makes you feel like, oh yeah, I want to go to Walmart. It's a happy place. I want to be there. You can also see they use their logo in the profile with the little spokes there coming out, kind of from a spokes out of the wheel, and then having that same little graphic and image throughout. So again, there's a theme there. You know, in marketing, you want to have themes. You want to have things that tie together, and you know, and be able to create a branded image of your business. So another very clever strategy here. And again, you can also see with Walmart's image here, over on the right, they have this little upside-down piece of paper that's kind of folded and bent over with some additional information. Can't tell exactly what that is, but it creates a little bit of curiosity. You don't know what it is. Here's SportsCenter, ESPN SportsCenter. So they have their own page here, 5 million likes. And, you know, they're a TV show. And so, you know, they've got this image here from kind of behind the scenes, looking onto the cast who's kind of looking away from the camera, and they've got the crew kind of in the dark in the foreground here. So it's a compelling image. The colors are nice. They've you know, made a good use of the length here, the width of the image here. So that's very clever as well. And a final image here, which is from the U.S. Army. I'll talk more about the U.S. Army in a few minutes, but. You know, it's kind of funny. You think of the government. You don't always think of the government as being agile and nimble at being able to leverage technology tools. But certainly, the U.S. Army has stepped up and is making good use of Facebook pages here. They've got 1.4 million likes. You can see they've got the image, the portrait image in the lower left-hand corner with U.S. Army and then the star there. And then the image on the cover photo is one integrated image of a helicopter. You know, lifting up a truck, and with all this dust blowing around, and two soldiers in the foreground. So, a very you know, compelling image, grabs your attention. You know, immediately draws you in. And maybe you don't have something like that that you could put on your cover photo, but hopefully, some of these images will inspire you to think about how you can make use of your cover photo. And the other thing is that you can change your photo from time to time. It's not like you have to pick one image and stick with it. I like changing the cover photo on my personal profile. My personal timeline periodically. And so I'll often feature people. Sometimes I'll put up quotes and other things. I just like to have a different image on there. And so when people come back, it gives them something different to look at. So Facebook has some restrictions on the cover photo. So let me just run through some of the guidelines here. Your cover photo cannot contain price or purchase information. So for example, you can't say 40% off or download it at our website. You cannot include contact information, including web address, email, mailing address, or other information intended for the page's about section. You cannot include references to other interface elements, user interface elements, and that includes like or share. So you can't say, like, please like my page or something like that. And you can't have any call to action. You can't say, this could be statements, you can't say get it now or tell your friends or something like that, so no calls to action. So the examples that I showed you, they're all examples that fall within the rules. None of them broke the rules here and had a call to action or anything else like that. So it's pretty simple, it's pretty straightforward, and you have the opportunity to be able to make use of this on your Facebook page. So here's some tips for your cover photo. Optimize the image size. In a moment, I'll share with you the specific sizes, and you can write them down if you want to. And by the way, I'll also provide you with a copy of the slide deck here and also a recording of the video here of the webinar. So as a member of the social media and online networking mastery program, you get access to the PowerPoint slides and also the video. Now, you can also also recommend to center the focal point. So the focal point is whatever is happening, you know, whatever is the most important part of the image, have that be in the center of the image. And also, you want to follow Facebook's rules. And I gave you a few of those rules earlier. And I'll take you out and actually show you some of their additional guidelines related to Facebook pages a little bit later as well. So here are the image sizes. The profile photo, which is the smaller photo in the left-hand corner, is 180 by 180 pixels. And the cover photo is 851 by 315 pixels. And that's kind of an odd number, 851, but you know, it is what it is. And so a graphic designer will be able to actually create a cover photo which fits those exact parameters. Now, you're not limited to having to create a professional-looking image. You can find any image, upload it, and then you are able to drag and then center that. You'll be able to drag it up and down. Typically, with an image, you may not be able to drag it left to right just because the image is so wide. So just be aware of that. So you might want to try to make sure that before you upload the photo, it's already centered on the image, and then you can at least centered from right to left. And then once it's on there, then you can drag it up and down. And I'll take you through the process a little bit later to do that as well. All right, let me just do that right now. All right, one moment. All right, so let me go to the cover photo here. And so I pulled up this image earlier. This is from me speaking at an event one time. And so I put it up here, but you can see I'm fairly well centered in the photo. Not exactly centered, not perfect, but good enough. I'm kind of in mid-speech there, and I'm holding up a microphone talking. You can't see the audience off to the right. That would be, to be more effective, would be to have a photo with the audience in the foreground or something like that. But I thought this would be kind of a good image to represent me as a speaker. Let me show you how you can change your photos. So if you already have an image uploaded, you could select another one here. So let me grab one here. This is a picture of me with Rick Silva, and that was a photo that was taken back in, I believe it was November of all the way back to June of last year. And so once it's up, you can see right to left, it's not going to move, but I can move it up and down, and there's probably going to be a little bit of a lag time here. There we go. You can see it moves up, and I drag it that way, and it comes back down. And once I'm satisfied with it, then I can just click down here where it says Save Changes, and that's going to go on there. So there's that photo there. And, you know, again, pictures of people are great, pictures of smiling people. Again, remember the images of Coca-Cola and Walmart, how they had images in there. And, again, if you want a really slick-looking photo, then I would encourage you to have a graphic designer create something. And again, your business might not be something where you want to, you know, profile you front and center. Maybe you want to profile your brand, but maybe you do want a picture of yourself in there as well. So you can combine the two from that standpoint. And we'll come back out and take a look more at the Facebook page a little bit later as well. I also encourage you to go out there and post a comment. You can go out to facebook.com/socialmediaoutcomes and just post a comment on the page. You can post it like right here. You could say hello, comment hello. I'm on the webinar. In fact, Joe Johnson commented here, or not commented, but hit the like button. Very good. Thank you, Joe. And let me, so we're done with that. You can also upload photos, by the way, which is not that difficult. You just select an image and upload it. Let's move on to the Facebook page and talk about adding milestones. This is kind of an interesting concept, too. So let me just run through a couple quick examples. So here's SportsCenter. Now, what's interesting is, no doubt, SportsCenter probably did not have a Facebook page on Facebook back in 1999. However, you can see these milestones on here from 1999. One of the benefits of Facebook pages now is that you do have a timeline on your Facebook page, and you can add past historical events. And so one of the things they did, obviously sports are a real key to their message. They added that the Yankees won the World Series back on October 27th, 1999. The Spurs won the NBA championship on June 25th of 1999. So it kind of gives a little bit of a history, and they just put the logos for these teams on here. They could have added more images of the specific events as well. So this is kind of interesting. And actually, prior to, I think a week or two ago, this would not have been possible here. But the U.S. Army added their founding dates, which were the Revolutionary War and the Quebec Campaign, August 28th of 1775, and the Boston Campaign, June 17th of 1775. And Facebook, the timeline only went back to 1800, but they have now updated that, so it goes back prior to that. I've heard it will go back about 1,000 years. So kind of interesting. I mean, it kind of gives you an idea of the potential here and why companies and government organizations and others are interested in making use of the timeline, because it adds all this additional opportunity to put their history and other content out into the past. And people will go out and they'll research it. They'll go there, and it almost becomes not quite an encyclopedia, but, you know, kind of a snapshot of history. So what can you do to manage your Facebook page's timeline? Well, you can hide content on your page. You can pin content to the top of the page. And, of course, where do you think they got the idea from pinning from? I'm guessing it may have come from Pinterest, but Facebook is now allowing you to pin content. We'll talk about recent posts. We'll talk about the admin panel and also the activity log. So first of all, you can hide content on your page. So here's a quick image here. And so I changed my cover photo earlier. And, you know, you might not want to have that published right on your page. And so you can see there's an option. You click on the little pencil in the upper right-hand corner of the page, and then it has an option there where it says hide from page. And you click that, and then it's going to disappear off your timeline. And you'll notice there that one of the things that's unique about the timeline, which not everybody likes, is that it has a two-column format. You've got images on the left and images on the right. And you'll also see a little dot. So you'll see a little arrow coming out from the box there, and then it points to a little dot on the timeline. And that's just that timeline, that line there is symbolic of, like a calendar, a timeline. You can also pin content to the top of the page. And so here's a post here. This was a blog post that I had. That I shared out on my Facebook page. And by the way, if you have a blog, that's a great function or great opportunity is to post your blog content out on your page. And remember, you're not limited to simply posting your most recent posts. In fact, what I do is I'll go through my site and I'll identify specific posts and I'll go out and share those on my page. And literally, you know, I could go through and I could share a new post, or I could share a post every single day. Maybe not a new post, but I could share a post every day, and that's going to pop up. And because I'm sharing it on my wall, that's also going to show up in people's news feeds, and that's going to encourage people to click and go out to your blog. And remember, part of the name of the game of social media is to drive traffic out to your website or your blog. So you can see here, again, if you click on the pencil, there's an option there where you can click to pin to top. And I'll show you actually where that is in a moment, but let me just show you what it looks like once it's pinned. So here's an image of it actually pinned here, and you can see there's a little, I don't know what you would call it, a little symbol in the upper right image of the page here. Here we go. This little orange little flag here, and that's an indication that content there is being pinned. And what I've heard is that once you pin something, it'll stay up there for about 7 days. And I saw something recently disappear, and I'm like, where'd it go? I know I had pinned it up there, and it must have hit the 7 days and then it dropped off. But you can pin new content on there. And again, this will be pinned on the shows up on the left-hand side of the page here. So here's the right, here's the left. Now, another thing which I'm not necessarily a big fan of just from an interaction standpoint, but I understand why they're doing this. You can see here recent posts. You have people who are going out and posting content on your page. What's happening now is that all those posts are now put into a little box on your page. Instead of everything showing up straight on your page, you know, and just filling it up, now all those posts automatically just go into this little box. Now, that's actually a pretty good thing, and let me explain why that's important. Because in the past, as people posted content on your page, your Facebook page could easily get overwhelmed. And maybe, you know, for the average Joe who sets up a Facebook page, it wasn't a big deal. But obviously for large organizations who might have millions of people going out and posting, it creates a big mess. And so what happens is that as people are posting, it shows up in this little box. Now, I've heard that there's a way to actually pull out content from that. And I'm still going through myself and digging through all of the content and trying to figure out all the different pieces related to Facebook pages. But no doubt, Facebook will provide opportunities to be able to highlight specific stories. And in fact, there are ways to do that on your own personal profile, too. You can blow up a story and have it take up the whole page. So here's a few other little tips here. You can control your content through weekly pinned posts. You can also have starred posts. You can add milestones. And you can also change post dates, which is kind of interesting as well. And by the way, this little image here, this comes from a little tutorial that Facebook has set up. Facebook has quite a few help tools, and I'll point out where some of those are so you can go in and dig them out as well. In fact, let me just run out there, and I'll just show you that real quick. So if you need to find how to do that, then you can figure it out. So it's up in the admin panel at the top, and if you click here on help, you'll see a number of different options. So for one, there's an option here where you can visit the Help Center. Let me pull that up. So you can see here there's some information. And I can click here, for instance, on Facebook Pages Basics. So I can get some more details there. Let me go back. And back to the page. And back to Help. And you can also take a tour, and the tour will take you through, and it will show you some of the different, so it takes you through like a five-step process here, about, views, star, hide pin, admin panel, and messages. So let's just go ahead and walk through the tour so you can get an idea, because you may not go through and do it yourself, but start with your cover photo and change that. Adjust your profile photo, again, that's 180 by 180. Highlight what's important. So photos, likes, and apps are now at the top of your page. Photos show in the first spot. Again, we're looking down here. You can see the little photos section here. But you can change the order of everything else so that people see what matters most. And you can show a maximum number of 12 apps. So make sure you post your most important ones. So apps are a big function that Facebook is beginning to highlight here. You can review your Facebook timeline, hover over a story, and click on the star to make it wider. So look for the star, and then you click on that, and that will make it wider on the screen. I'll show you how to do that in a moment. Or on the pencil, to pin it to the top of your page, hide or delete it entirely. And so you could go in, you can delete spam posts, you can delete your own posts if you want to, for that matter. Here's the admin panel, and so you can see the information here, and we'll go through that in a moment. So manage everything in one place. Keep track of your activity on your page from the admin panel. Respond when people write on your Facebook, on your page timeline, and then view your latest insights. Visit your activity log to review all your posts and activity. Respond privately with messages. Now people can contact you privately using messages. So this is now something to watch for. People may send you messages on your Facebook page, and you may have to respond to them. Notifications about new messages will appear right in your admin panel. So watch for that, and then respond to those private messages. Okay. And we're back. Now I want to, we'll go back, and then we'll come back a little bit later, and I'll show you one more nice little helpful tool. So some next steps here, and then I'm going to take you through and show you some additional guidelines. You want to switch your Facebook page to the timeline. So go out to your page, click the option to start the process to switch over to the Facebook page, and then go through that process. If you're watching the recording of the webinar, then you've probably already been switched over, and so it's just a matter of taking the next steps. So you can add a cover photo or change a cover photo. And you can also change your profile photo as well. You can pin a post to the top and also add milestones. And I encourage you to start thinking about what are the milestones for your business or for your community, your group, that you want to add to your Facebook page. All right, let me, I just want to walk you through down the page here. So let's start up at the top again. And so you can see here, it's showing me notifications. So it's telling me that Carol Young and me, and I like the status on one of my pages. And if I just click here, I'm going to see this message here that I posted earlier in the day, then has the likes there, which is what caused that notification to pop up. Joe Johnson likes my status. Rick and Carol commented on your post, etc. You can also see new likes over here. So I can see there's a couple new likes. Lisa Saline, Randy Martin, Cheryl Page Yantis, Tina Pexen Garcia. You'll also see the insights here. So again, this is showing you your posts. So it's showing where I had the most activity. And this is kind of nice. So it's like 8 posts on March 2nd. On March 14th, I had 10 posts. March 26th, 3 posts. And in this green line, that's who's talking about it. And so that's where you're getting interactions. 5 people talking. 22 people talking about this between March 2nd and the 27th. You can click there and get some additional information as well. So this is all kind of nice, but I want to you can see the specific posts. You can see what the reach is. You can see how many people are engaging, like 6 people engaged in conversation on this. Who's talking about it, virality, so how viral it is, like this post here, had 6.78% in terms of virality, or it's not virility, but virality, kind of a funny term, but it's the percentage of people who created a story from your page post out of the number of unique people who have seen it. And so, like in that specific instance, where did it go? Here we go. So if I click here on this post, it's going to show me what the post was. Social media tip, use the 80-20 rule for your social media posts. 80% of your posts should be informational and only 20% promotional. All right. Pretty cool. So let me go back. And I want to bring up one more resource here. So let me hang on one moment. And I'm going to dig this out so I can show this to you. And by the way, as we're going through the webinar today, what is the most valuable idea that you've gotten so far from the webinar? I want you to encourage you to go out there on facebook.com/socialmediaoutcomes and post a message there and let me know what's the most powerful message that you've heard so far. Now, the other thing is we're going to open up for questions here in a few minutes. So if you have any questions, I want to encourage you to send me an email, and you can send it to rick@socialmediaoutcomes.com. That's R-A-C-K @socialmediaoutcomes.com. And I'm going to go ahead and check on my messages here, and then I will be able to respond to any questions that you have while you're on the webinar. If you're watching the recording of this webinar and you have a question that comes up, send me an email. Make sure you let me know what webinar you are participating in. And because I do a lot of webinars, and so I need to know what which one you're watching. So let me know it's the Facebook Pages webinar. If you have a question about it, and then ask your question. Okay, let me refresh over here, and then let me pull up this. So here's a tool, and in a moment I'll show you where you can find this. But this is a great tool that Facebook created. It's a PDF file. It's 8 pages long. And it takes you through a lot of additional tips and strategies. So mission control for your business on Facebook. Let me just scroll down here. So express. You can express your identity with features like cover photo and page timeline. reach. Reach your audience wherever they are on the web or mobile. Respond. Respond to people in a quick, more personal way. Let's talk about features here. So it's a visually engaging design. You have the cover photo there, which grabs people's attention and draws them in. You've got your profile photo there. You'll also notice here you've got these four boxes here. One here with the photos, another one with the likes, another one with a welcome, and API developers here. Now these are going to be a little bit different for you, but there will typically be the four boxes across the top there. And we'll just continue scrolling down here. Feature overview, so you have pinned posts. Again, the pinned posts appear in the upper left-hand corner of your page, and you have the control over how to pin those posts based on what I already showed you. You can also feature larger stories here, take advantage of larger photo, video, and link stories to drive engagement. You can star and hide stories, and so that gives you the opportunity to be able, you can see here, this post here is taking up the full width of the page here, and in this case it's an actual video here that they posted. You also have the capability to add milestones. You can set milestones to define your key moments over time. Examples of milestones including reaching a certain number of fans, opening a new store, or winning an award. Dimensions for milestone photos are 843 by 403 pixels. Continuing on, friend activity. To drive engagement, people will see stories and how their friends are interacting with your page throughout your page timeline. So again, you know, part of what you're, the engagement is the term they're using here. And engagement means you're getting people excited, you're getting people interested, and you're getting people responding. People are clicking on the like button, people are adding comments, and also people are sharing. And that allows the opportunity, remember I showed you that statistic on virality before, that's a tough word to say, say that five times fast. But it's viral marketing. You want people to share your posts because that creates more visibility for you. It's kind of like a friend tells a friend and so on. But you want people talking about what you're doing and sharing that with others. So it'll show you how many of someone's friends like your page and also show you friend activity as well, what someone's friends are saying about your business. There are your management tools, which are your admin panel, and that's at the top of your pages. And, you know, to me, when I first pulled it up, I was like, well, this is kind of annoying because I'm used to jumping right into the page and getting into the content, and now you have this big section at the top where this admin panel is. In the past, you had to click a button to go out to it. But it's actually kind of neat the more I use it, because what happens is when you go to your – and keep in mind, only you're seeing that. Like for your Facebook page, you're going to see that. Or if you're an admin managing a page for somebody else, then you'll see the admin panel. Everybody else just goes straight into the cover image. And note here, you can see the private messages up here in the corner. So people are leaving messages, and you can respond to those. That gives you another means for engagement. You can manage. So you can see here, you can click to manage and edit the page. Use the activity log. We'll talk more about the activity log in a moment. And also you can take a look at banned users. You can actually ban people from the page. And I've had a lot of requests from that from people before. How do I ban somebody? So you can click there under manage and then ban a user from your page, which is a nice feature. Then you have a build audience. So, you know, for a lot of people, it's a question of how do I get more people? How do I get more likes? How do I get more people onto my page? Well, they've got three simple steps there. One is simply invite friends. And so they go take you through a process to invite friends. Another one is to share the page. You can share it with other people. The final is that you can create an ad. You can use a Facebook ad. And, you know, one day I'm probably going to have to do a webinar just on Facebook ads. There's so much potential with Facebook ads, and a lot of people know absolutely nothing about Facebook ads. But that will take you through the process. If you're interested in using an ad to get people to your page and liking it, then you might want to consider that. And it doesn't have to cost a lot of money, by the way. And then also your help here. So you've got to get started, manage your page, page insights, expand your reach, and go to Pages Help Center. Let's talk a little bit about the management tools. You have the activity log. So go to your activity log under the manage button, and then you'll see here, you've got some options here. One is you see the year selector. So you can go backward and forward in your history. This is the place to do it. you click on that button there, and then you can go back into the past and take a look at what information is out there. You can star, hide, or delete stories, and then change the date of your posts. So here's the feature snapshot. And so again, you've got your cover photo, your profile photo, page title and likes. You've got your about. And don't forget your about, because that's a place where you can tell people about your business and share more information and put your contact information. So they've really tried to adopt more of a blog type feel to the page now. And so you click on the about button, and that's where you want to make sure that you've got some great information. That's probably an area that I could optimize. In fact, let me just go out here and take a look. I'll probably be a little disappointed in what I have out here. Let me check and see. I may have to go in and do some work on my own page here. Yeah, I've got almost no information here. So you've got the capability to go in and add additional contact information. Like, it'd be nice to have a phone number on here. Let me just pull this up real quick. And that takes you, this is information that was there in the past. Now, you don't have phone number here. You could put phone number under description if you want to. So I could say, I'll just do phone, 916-905-2464. Save that. And then go back to view page. Scroll down. Oops, went a little too far. Back up. Here we go. And on the about. There we go. And there's a phone number. So you can add additional information in here and be able to update that. So make sure that you've got information on here that's relevant and it's interesting. And so if people are going out there, it can drive you back. Like, I've got a link to my homepage. I should probably pick a different page. In fact, one of the things that I want to do, and I would encourage you to do the same, is to create a custom landing page for Facebook friends and Facebook followers. So right now it just goes out to my homepage, which just has a special offer out there, but I could literally create a special page just for people coming from Facebook. And I would encourage you to do the same as well. You always want to customize your message to the audience. It's a very effective marketing technique. All right, so let's go back over here. So you also have views and apps. And if you don't know anything about apps, I mean, that's a whole other can of worms as well. We don't have time to get into that right now, but you'll learn more about apps over time. I'll probably talk a little bit more about apps in the social media and online networking mastery program. Composer, so the best way to reach your audience across Facebook and drive engagement is by posting regularly to your page. So you definitely need to just create content on a regular basis and post it out there. Anchor the most important story to the top of your page for up to 7 days. Again, that's your pinned content. You have friend activity you can look at. You have a date selector so that people can navigate to different sections of your page timeline. And again, that means that it's helpful to have content in the past. And if you don't have content in the past, I mean, that's really one of the things that people are probably behind on. Obviously, if you're the U.S. Army, if you're Coca-Cola, if you're Walmart, you've got a whole marketing staff that's probably working on adding a ton of content. But if it's just you, or you and maybe one other employee, then there may be a lot of efforts that you need to take to be able to get that in place. And then finally in this guide, then there's a checklist of additional tasks to do. So what I'm going to do now is show you where you can go and find this particular file and go get access to it. So I'm going to go back over here, click on Help. And there's a link here where it says Product Pages Product Guide. Click on that. It might take a moment here. And it's going to open up this PDF file on the Internet. Now, once you have it open, by the way, you can just save it onto your hard drive, which is probably a faster and better way to access it. But you can just click here, click on the button to save it, and then it'll go out and save it on your computer. And so I definitely encourage you to get access to that and then go through it, because that'll answer a lot of your questions right there. Just go out there and get that file and go through it, and then you can make use of that. All right. Well, I am going to open up for questions here. So the way that you can ask a question is you can send me an email. You can send that to rick@socialmediaoutcomes.com. And you can also post a question out on Facebook at facebook.com/socialmediaoutcomes. Let me go ahead and refresh my email. And let me go back to the page over here. Let's refresh. Okay, let's see. Looks like I'm getting a question from Stephen. Stephen says, new to setting up a Facebook page, just wondering what your privacy, what should be your privacy settings. Well, let's just explore privacy a little bit here. So if we go into edit page, you've got, I mean, for one, you can, there's a lot of things that you can control about what other people do on your page. So for one, you can control who can post to your page. So right now I have mine set to where everyone can post to Social Media Outcomes timeline. If I want it, now, for instance, if you're the only one managing your page and you're going to go on vacation for a week, you might not want everybody posting on your page while you're gone and not checking on it. So if you're going on vacation, you might want to come out here and uncheck the that box for posting ability and then save that. And that will prevent people from posting on your timeline, and that will limit people to be able to spam you. Another option is that you can either allow people to add photos and videos to your timeline. Again, you can shut that off if you want to. Post visibility, show the box for recent posts by others on the top of Social Media Outcomes. Now, if you uncheck that, I'm not sure what it actually or where it actually ends up. It says default visibility of posts by others on Social Media Outcomes timeline. So the default is allowed on page. Now you can also select hidden on from page. So Stephen, that's another option too. If you don't want people's posts to show up, if you just want your own content, then you can select hidden from page. Part of what I'm trying to do is actually drive engagement. So I want people interacting. I want people seeing that other people are posting. So that's a good thing for me. And then tagging ability. People can tag photos posted by Social Media Outcomes. So if I post up a photo of a person, they can go in and tag somebody in a picture. I want people to be able to do that because that can drive some additional interaction. And then the show message button on Facebook on Social Media Outcomes. You can also add in terms to block. And so that's another component of privacy, is actually preventing people from saying certain things. So if you don't want certain, you know, profanity or whatever, you could include that. And then it says here, profanity block list, none, medium, or strong. And so you can actually specify what to block. And again, you know, if you're not having any problems, there's no need to do it. But if you are having problems, then you can go in and you can control that to a certain extent. All right, let's click around a little bit more. So you have some other posting preferences here. Let's go to the basic information. I think those are the main components related to privacy on here. Now, another thing I want to point out, Stephen, and for the other folks on the call, is that you can add an admin to your page. You may not have realized this, but you can just go in and type in somebody's name here, and then it will pull them up. So, for instance, if I wanted to add Todd Lay as an admin, oh, interesting. That's interesting. Huh. Well, at any rate, it's supposed to be able to pull it up, so you should be able to type in somebody's name, and it will bring up their name and assign them as an admin. So, all right, I'll skip over that one. You also have capability to control your apps here, so which includes photos, events, notes, and videos, and there are other apps as well, but those are just some of the basic ones there that you have control over. Like if you wanted to adjust things related to video, there's not much of a function there. Just click that you can publish it. Notes, again, pretty much basic. Publish content to my wall. There's information related to mobile, and also insights. And let's also just go over to, Reese is posting. Interesting. So here's a message. So let's just pull up this message real quick from Reese Franklin, one of my clients. Here we go. Hi, Rick. Sorry I came in late. What did Facebook change, or why did Facebook change both personal and fan pages to the timeline? Thought it was for the business pages only. Well, first of all, Reese, the March 30th deadline only applies to Facebook pages. It doesn't apply to the personal profiles. They will probably change that and make that mandatory at some point, but the way I look at it is it's much more likely that individuals or consumers are going to complain than businesses. Businesses probably, you know, like the new Facebook pages with the cover photo. In fact, when I was disappointed when they changed or gave us the personal profile option for the timeline, not for business. So from that standpoint, in terms of your question of why are they changing this timeline format, I think one of the reasons is that Facebook is looking for ways to have more web pages on the Facebook site, because the more content, the more pages on Facebook, the more people will click around and spend time on Facebook, and the more likely they are to click on ads. And let's face it, when it comes down to it, Facebook is a site that makes money by selling ads. And people click on ads when they they're more likely to click on ads the more that they are out on Facebook. And so by allowing people to create all these milestones and all this additional content, it gives a lot more capability for businesses or for Facebook to be able to make money. But beyond that, I think they also are looking for a way to make Facebook pages more user-friendly, because the old format for Facebook – let me just pull up – let me just go out here real quick and pull up one of the older pages and show it to you. So let's see here. I need to switch. Here we go. By the way, you can view and use your page as your page or as you yourself. And so I've been – so if you look in the upper corner here, it says social media outcomes. If I want to switch back to me as a person, which if I'm an admin and I want to go access somebody else's site, I have to switch back to a person. Otherwise, I can't get access to the other ones. I'm going to go ahead and click on home. And I'm going to scroll down here. Go to pages. And actually, I don't think I've upgraded this one yet. Let me see. Yeah, this is the old format. So let me just take you through the process right now. I might as well just do this while we're here. So let me just show you how to do the upgrade. So first of all, I mean, if you want to learn more, you can do that. I've already walked you through that process. So I'm just going to click on the button that says preview here. And so now, here's what it's going to look like, but there's no cover image yet, so I need a cover image. So let me pop this box open. And it vanished, okay. Oh, I must have hit a different button or something. Hang on. Let me back up. All right, let's try it again. Okay. Here we go. All right, let's go with upload photo. a little bit slow. Whenever I'm running a webinar, things operate a little bit more slowly here. So thank you for your patience. All right, let me go out here. Let me go down here. And let's pick this one. I'll pick the Rick and Rick photo. There we go. All right, looks good. Scroll down. Since Rick was a speaker at the Roseville Growth Network, I'm going to click Save Changes. Give it a moment. There we go. Brand new cover photo. Scroll back up. I can do the tour if I want to. I can do help. And or I can just publish. So it says only your admins can see this preview. On March 30th, 2012, your page will automatically get the new design. Until you publish your page, you can see the your old design anytime. Well, I'm just going to go ahead and publish since this is going to happen tomorrow anyway. I'm just going to go ahead and publish. So I'm going to select that, publish now. Publish. And ta-da. That's it. That's the big deal. That's the upgrade. Not a big deal. Now, obviously, there's a lot more that you can do on your page, but it now has the new format. You can see now this page has the timeline format. And earlier when I pulled this up, just a few minutes ago, it had the old format. So, again, if I wanted to pin something to the top, like maybe I'll just pin these photos here. Let me hover over it. Actually, so let me just show you this too. So here's the star. This is the highlight. If I click this, watch what happens. Da 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 da. Nice. Look at that. There it is. Nice little photo there. But see, what happened now is it blew out this photo into the whole picture here. Now, this photo was not optimized, so I didn't center it. But it's, you know, it's an interesting, engaging photo. So, but now it can, you can spotlight that on your page. So images are a really important component of Facebook pages, and you really want to start thinking about your strategies to make use of images on your Facebook pages. And by the way, you can also see here your timelines over here. And so let me just take a look here. You can click on each of these buttons, and you've got some additional capabilities here. And let me, I'm looking for one more thing here. You can also filter. You can filter just on friend activity, post by page, post by others. So I think there's a lot more capabilities than there were before with Facebook pages. So you can look at how to leverage that. Now you can also click hide here, by the way. And I'm going to get rid of this little note here. And so now you can see on my page here that it just jumps straight into it for me. Now, again, this is what everybody's going to see anyway. But if I want the admin panel again, then it's going to pop out like that. So then you can go in and take a look at it. All right, we're going to wrap up in a moment here. Let me just check to see if we have any additional questions coming up. And one moment. Okay, let me see if I've got any more emails coming in here. And again, I would encourage you, I'd like to hear what the most valuable idea that you heard on the webinar tonight. I always like to get positive feedback, letting me know what you enjoyed so I can provide more information like that. And you can either send that to me on email, or you can also go to facebook.com/socialmediaoutcomes and share it there as well. All right. So I'm not seeing any other questions coming in by email. I'm probably going to give it about 5 more minutes, and then we'll go ahead and wrap up here. I want to click on a few of these buttons here. So you can click on the post button up there. It'll take you down there, which is kind of interesting. You take a look at your friends here. Click and go visit them. Let me go back over to the other page. And doing another check of email. Now, by the way, you can also access the timeline over here on the right. So if I click over here, for instance, on 2012, it's going to bring us down to the timeline here, and I can scroll down and see past posts. And keep going. Just going back to December. It's kind of nice to be able to have access to all this information. It also kind of pulls together some history, like it'll show you likes. And then here it shows when this was founded, which, by the way, so I want to show you this because this is how you can control your milestones, by the way. So when was this founded? So this was a milestone here. So you can change the date if you want to because it kind of gives you a date by default. So like for instance, like if I wanted to say this was started July 1st. Actually, you know what? We'll pick July 4th. That's Independence Day. July 4th of 2011. Founded, started, opened, created, launched. Let's call it launched. And we'll say it was at the Hyatt Place Hotel, Hyatt Place, Roseville, which is where we meet. Actually, sorry, I'm thinking of Roseville Growth Network. Actually, we'll say Rockland, California. There we go. And I could add a story in there. I can also add some photos or upload photos there as well. And I'm just going to go ahead and click Save. And that's how you manage your milestones. And again, I showed you a few examples, like with the U.S. Army. In fact, let me just pop back over there real quick. There we go. So there are some of the milestones there for SportsCenter and also for the U.S. Army there as well. All right. Well, we've had a great webinar tonight, and I want to thank you for joining me. I hope you got a lot of great information from this. I want to encourage you go back and actually watch this webinar again, because if you have not implemented the changes by now, then you know a lot of this. It's always difficult when you're learning something for the first time and you haven't really had a chance to really play with it or implement it. So. I will upload the video from this webinar and then send that out tomorrow by email to you so you can go out and go back and watch this webinar again. And so as you're going out there and upgrading your page or playing with it, you can go back to this webinar. There's a lot of great content and information here that you can learn from and make use of. So I want to thank you for joining me on the webinar tonight. And again, I want to encourage you to email me if you have any questions that come up. And you can reach me at rick@socialmediaoutcomes.com. My phone number, if you need to reach me, is 916-905-2464. And again, you can join me out at facebook.com/socialmediaoutcomes. I would encourage you to bookmark that site and then go out there frequently In fact, if you're not friends with me already on Facebook, I encourage you to add me at facebook.com/RickSCooper. That's facebook.com/RickSCooper. It's been a pleasure to share this information with you tonight. I look forward to connecting with you in the future, and have a great evening. And we'll work together again soon, and I look forward to adding more value and sharing more great content and information that will help you to leverage Facebook in your business. Have a great evening, and God bless.